for a championship!
A double play wins it to three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! Mekhi Hatton, touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
And welcome in, everyone, to PIAA State Basketball Playoff Action on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. It is the Visit Greene County pregame show. Today it's Trinity at Hollidaysburg. Today's broadcast brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Camera Barlotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Day Insurance Agency on Main Street, on East Main Street in Washington, also on Main Street in Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half a century of service. By Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on, visit green.org. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Sunny Days in Home Care, providing compassionate care in the comfort of home. SunnyDaysInHomeCare.com. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Chambers Insurance Agency, protecting generations since 1953. And by Schwennebraten Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. Back to talk about this game right after this. You're listening to the Visit Greene County pregame show, also watching it on FHS right here on the WJPA Sports Network. It's presented by CNX Foundation.
Strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advanced from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Barlotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at cameraforsenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Welcome back to Hollidaysburg High School. It is first round action in the PIAA basketball playoffs. Trinity is the seventh seed out of District 7, the WPIL. They're coming off a win against Fox Chapel 68-45 in the consolation round, which made them the seventh seed. They're taking on Hollidaysburg. They're the District 6 champions in 5A. The Golden Tigers had won 13 straight, but they finished the season losing four of their last five, including a loss to Altoona, the 6A district champs, by a score of 48-35. Winner of this one gets the winner of York Suburban. They're the District 3 champions. Fox Chapel, the 8th place team out of the WPIL. That's a 4 o'clock tip-off later on tonight. Trinity comes in with a record of 18-8. And for the Golden Tigers from Hollidaysburg, they are 18-6. We'll step aside, come back with more of the Visit Greene County pregame show right here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Hollidaysburg High School. Bob Workwist, glad to be joined by Tom Drakely for the second day in a row for state playoff basketball action. This is the Visit Greene County pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. The Hillers coming in off a win of Foss Chapel. An interesting stretch in the quarterfinals. They took on South Fayette, the WPL champions, also the defending state champions, Tom. And really interesting game, 26-23, which might be the toughest game that South Fayette will have had all year. They are favorites to win back-to-back championships. But even though it's a loss, really good ball game that night for the Hillers.
It really was. I thought they played excellent basketball. We were unable to cover that. I was doing another game, but got all the details.
Well, I appreciate that because that got me that assignment.
Well,
that
see, you got to do it. And I got an opportunity to talk to Coach Bennett from South Fayette, and he essentially said, hey, they're a really good basketball team. And they did some things we were not prepared for. I did not expect them. They did not guard one of their players. Their point guard was not being guarded, took shots and didn't make them, and that carried over to the entire team. They shot an awful percentage that evening, and Trinity had an opportunity to pull off one of the biggest upsets in WPIL history, because I think what they've done is they have awakened a sleeping giant. Now, South Fayette, since then, has played extremely effective, and you know and I know, they're the favorite to get to the state championship game.
On the other side, the seniors here at Hollidaysburg, Tom,
yeah,
all 4 years they've been in the state plus. You had a chance to watch some video on
I
the
did.
Golden Tigers.
I did. Very impressed with them. They have a player, number 23, in McKenna Wiermert, who is exceptional with the basketball. And in the open court, I don't want to say almost, but I saw her to be a very, very difficult matchup. They're going to have to do a very good job keeping her out of the paint. And they've got two capable big players who can score around the basket. Elena Leitner and Clara Padamonsky, very good players. Trinity is going to have to do a very good job playing defense. They're a man-to-man team, but that's their they hang their hat on that, and they're going to have to play well.
That's it for the Visit Greene County pregame show right here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. You can't turn on the TV or scroll through social media without being bombarded by insurance commercials. They're everywhere, even on the radio. Low rates, big savings. We'll insure your pet iguana. Okay, maybe not the iguana. Sadly, many times you're not saving money. You're just getting your coverage slashed. By the time there's a claim, it's too late to see you've been duped. At Chambers Insurance, our goal is to improve your coverage and get you savings. We're local, family-owned, and we'll work with you to find the right coverage. Chambers Insurance, since 1953.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Welcome back to Hollidaysburg High School, the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Also streaming today on NFHS, Bob Workwist, Tom Drakely, Randy Gore, Jared Barton, Hannah Knoll. The crew today, Bill Paletti, the second-year head coach, Trinity. The Hillers are 18-8. Their starting lineup features Kamari Behrens, a senior guard, Vit Emmerich, who is a junior guard, Gabby Humphreys, a sophomore forward, Sutton Williamson, the junior, she's a guard, their leading scorer, and Bentley Layu, who is a senior guard, Behrens, Emmerich, Humphreys, Williamson, and Layu for the Hillers, and head coach Bill Paletti. Longtime head coach Gianna Jubeck for Hollidaysburg, the Golden Tigers, their starting lineup. Claire Padamonsky, she's a senior guard forward. She's headed to Rochester. Kate Steiner is a senior guard. Jillian Sidney is a senior guard. McKenna Weimer, also a senior. She's headed to Mount Aloysius, not that far away from Hollidaysburg. That's McKenna Weimert. And Elena Leitner, transfer from Bishop Guilfoyle. She's also a senior. Five seniors for the Golden Tigers, who come in with a record of 18-6. About to get underway here as the starting lineups being introduced. Again, the winner of this one gets the winner of the matchup between Fox Chapel, who is 15-11, and York Suburban, the District 3 champs, who are 22-2. Trinity just beat Fox Chapel in the consolation round to get the number 7th seed in the WPIL. About a two-hour drive or so to get here to Hollidaysburg from Washington. We're about to get underway.
Well, we're going to have a good ball game. I think these are two similar teams in many ways. Both of them play great defense, and they like to get out and go. And you'll see for Hollidaysburg, that's one of the things they will do. They will increase their tempo, and when 23 has the ball in her hands, she will go, go, go.
39.6 points a game allowed for the Hillers in the royal blue and white. They'll move right to left for the first half. It is the white and navy blue for the Golden Tigers, who are 18-6. They allow just 40.8 points a game. 55.2 scored for Hollidaysburg, as opposed to 49.5 per game for the Trinity Hillers.
Pretty close, Bob, but you look at those stats and you almost say, wow, you can wipe the stats out. Let's just go play basketball. But early on, can Trinity contain them on the dribble, keep them out of the paint, and keep them off the boards for second and third shots?
Weimer and Humphreys will jump center, and we're about to get underway here from Hollidaysburg High School. Tip is controlled by the Hillers, and again, they move right to left. Ball is in the hands of Vit Emmerich. She'll drive to the right wing and dish it off. Behrens is over there, looking inside in the corners. Layu comes back to Behrens around a screen. She sets up on the left wing now, trying to find Emmerich on the baseline. It's not there. She'll pull it back out. She'll drive left. That's knocked away off the hands of McKenna Weimert, and it'll be a side in front of the Hollidaysburg bench for the Hillers.
And right off the bat, you can see they're guarding Suddy Williamson extremely hard. Borderline face guarding, and we saw that last night. It was very effective.
Emmerich on the right wing. Sutton Williamson, the leading scorer at about 15-point game. Part of the super athletic Williamson family, which we'll talk about during this broadcast. Her uncle was an assistant coach. Here comes Emmerich. She'll drive and bounce it to the right wing. Behrens will drive to the paint. That's blocked. Ends up in the hands of Padabonski. To double-team defense. It's Weimert in transition to the hoop. That is partially blocked, but the rebound is grabbed and put in by Elena Leitner.
Well, and that's what she does. She's very good around the basket. Got to keep her off the boards.
Got a good block at one end, a good block at the other end, but the putback gets the game's first 2 points for Hollidaysburg. Ball's now on the left wing for Behrens. Spot up top of the key. Three is off the mark. Side iron for Williamson. Rebound is being fought for. It was initially grabbed by Hollidaysburg's Jillian Sidney, but then the tie-up forces the whistle and the arrow favors the Golden Tigers.
Yeah, Bentley Lehue, she's really active as a defensive player. I love the way she plays defense. She'll give everything she has. She'll be on that floor all night.
Weimert has the basketball at half court. She averages 16 points a game for Hollidaysburg. There's a pass to the right block. Good defense. It's through the fingertips of Podomanski in the turnover. Hillers come the other way. Emmerich on the right wing. She'll pull it back out. Kind of patient in their early going. Their early sets here are the Hillers.
Well, both teams trying in that feeling out process, Bob, trying to figure out what can work and what doesn't.
Right. Well, so Tom, you're watching video, right?
Correct.
Until you actually get out there and figure things out, it's a different story, right?
It really is. It takes a while to get yourself the nerves out of your system. It is a state game. It's a one and done, so it's a different environment.
There's Emmerich, or excuse me, Behrens now running the point, top of the key. She goes right, little hand off the Lehue. She'll flip it over, intercepted. It is Weimert with the steal and the transition. No good.
She missed it.
And the rebound is grabbed by Emmerich, and Emmerich is fouled. So there's an opportunity in transition for Hollidaysburg, but they can't get the shot. And then the foul is called against Kate Steiner.
Did you see how quickly, how explosive Weimert was out of the gate on that steal?
I'm not going to say anything, Tom, but we were on a game last night with Miss Lamps.
How many
Maybe
laps?
We're the bad luck guys.
I think we are. Don't tell them that.
We saw Cannon Mack miss a whole bunch of laps last night in a two-point victory.
Yeah, my goodness, they just couldn't make a shot.
Behrens had it into Williamson, deflected. There's a three down by Emmerich from the top of the key on a 3-2 lead for Trinity.
Yeah, Vid Emmerich has been a clutch player down the stretch for the Hillers and knocking down big shots.
Yeah, two big free throws late against West Allegheny in the first round of the WPL playoffs. There's a pass trying to find Leitner on the baseline. Another turnover for Hollidaysburg.
Yeah, Padomanski that time. She had the layup. If she continues to drive, I think she scores. Tried to force the pass.
Listen,
right out of bounds.
You like unselfish plays sometimes. You need to be a little selfish sometimes.
Absolutely,
right?
You do. When you have a good look, you got to take it. When you have a drive, you got to finish it.
Ball's now on the left wing for Lehue. Williamson top of the key right side to Emmerich, who has the only field goal for Trinity. Quick touch for Williamson. Behrens around a screen, and it's an illegal screen that's going to be whistled against Bentley Lehue, her first.
I have seen that call made often in these playoffs. The illegal screen. If you're not set, you're moving, you're leaning, they're going to call you.
Yeah, they throw the hip, right?
Yep, can't throw the hip.
And that gets the whistle most times.
Yeah, easy call for the officials, Bob.
A turnover. We're 3:15 into this first quarter. 3-2 lead for Trinity here on the road at Hollidaysburg. Driving in from the right wing, Weimert gets a loop. That's blocked. On the front side defense, it was Behrens. The backside defense, Williamson. It's out of bounds off of Williamson, but again, good defense for the Hillers.
Yeah, good team help that time.
They double-team Weimert. Lob comes in to Leitner. She'll hand it off around the screen. It's Steiner with it. She's open. Williamson is defending her. She'll go back left, and it comes back right. Fakes the handoff. Does underhand it to Sidney. Good defense by the Hillers. Entry pass. That's a good catch and spin. That rims out, though. That's an offensive rebound. Up and in. And the foul. Good job by Claire Padomanski.
Yeah, Claire Padomanski, 6 foot, scores at about 10 points a clip. Very good around the basket. Has some nice moves inside. She's long and she's active.
She's going to be playing at the University of Rochester. 2 fouls on Lehue. She misses the and one. That's going to get Trinity to the bench for Gabby Rigg. once time permits. So 4-3 lead for Hollidaysburg. So 2 points for Leitner, 2 for Padamonski, 3 for Emmerich for the Hilders. Williamson on the right wing stops, picks the dribble up, bounces it to Emmerich, who resets. Trinity predominantly on the right side so far in this first quarter. It's Leyu on the right side, back out to Emmerich. She'll drive left, splits the D. Her layup is a little bit short. Padamonski has the rebound, turns it over though. Williamson intercepts at half court, and she is fouled on the pass. A push, and I believe that's going to be against Padamonski.
Yeah, nice anticipation that time by Williamson to steal that ball in midcourt. Give the Hillers another chance to score here.
Subs either way. Allie Heyer in for Hollidaysburg. It will be Rigg after the timeout. 3:40 left. First quarter, it's Hollidaysburg 4, Trinity 3. It's coverage of PIAA State Playoff Basketball on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Replay on NFHS is the Vit Emmerich 3, Tom Drakely.
Rhythm shot, never hesitated, got her feet set. And when those feet are set for shooters, look out. And she's a good shooter. I mean, I saw her make some clutch shots down the stretch.
Her mama's telling us she just won a free throw shooting contest as a fundraiser.
Love it. I love the good free throw shooters.
She's plus 77%, so that's really good.
Yeah, you want her at the line when things are – look at that defense.
It's all knocked it away. It's a turnover.
Ooh,
defensive Weimer,
yeah,
knocked it away from Emmerich. They say out of bounds off of Vit Emmerich.
Well, the first thing is too much dribble. Bob, where is she going? I mean, she's just dribbling but not accomplishing anything. You got to save those dribbles. And Weimer, she is a tough defender.
After Hollidaysburg turned it over, they get it right back. They have a one-point lead. Passes deflected as they tried to find Weimer on the baseline. That's another turnover. No, they're going to overturn it. I thought it was deflected.
I thought it was deflected as well.
So I believe this is the correct call by the half-court official.
That is
correct.
And, of
course, you're screened out on the baseline sometimes. Yeah, it was deflected by Sutton Williamson. So a right baseline inbound for Hollidaysburg. Leading by one. It's 4-3, 3:16 to go, first quarter. Entry pass comes in. That is Padamonski. The scooper on the way, no good. Weimer has her own rebound, puts it up. That's no good, but she's fouled. And McKenna Weimer will shoot two. Be careful, because that's three offensive rebounds already for Hollidaysburg. Personal number one against Sutton Williamson.
Yeah, and that's what you don't want. You want to be able to clean up the rebound on a miss, and they didn't do a very good job that time blocking out. Now, I will say this. As good as Weimer is, she's not a very good free throw shooter. She only shoots it at a 58% clip.
She missed that badly.
Yeah, that
so that's just better than one out of every two.
She didn't even hit the rim on that first one.
And Strong with the second one. This rebound is knocked out of bounds off of Hollidaysburg, of Weimer, and it's Trinity basketball.
And if you're Trinity, Bob, and you're in a tight game down a stretch, don't hesitate to foul her. I mean, at 50-some percent, hey, you got a chance for her to miss.
Faye Saunders is not here to grab every rebound like she did last
night.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, what a great player.
She was fantastic on the board.
She really was.
For the Big Macs. There's a drive by Williamson. Passes out. She had a chance to shoot from the right elbow. Emmerich inside the top of the key. That's a little bit strong. And a good rebound by Padamonski underneath.
Yeah, I thought Williamson should have forced that issue and scored on that possession.
Up the floor. Winding away up the floor is Sydney. Dishes it off to Heyer. Mentioned she came in off the bench. Passing, good catch by Leitner. Spins to the double team, blocked by Williamson. The rebound is tied up between Gabby Humphreys and Pat Amonsky. It is Trinity basketball.
Yeah, good block by Williamson that time. Possession to the Hillers on the alternating.
That's what Williamson does, right? Not only in the passing lanes, but equally good disruptive underneath the basket.
She's a smart basketball player, I'm telling you. Really like her as a player, and you know she just knows how to play the game. She's been around it all her life.
Emmerich gets it inside, a spin. That's a little bit too strong from Humphreys. Rebound cleared by Hollidaysburg. Here come the Golden Tigers, excuse me. Heading off to Pat Amonsky in the high post. Flips it over near side. Hayer on the right side. Entry pass knocked away from Leitner. She regathers, spins. Blocked by Williamson. She's fighting for the rebound. A whole bunch of players hit the deck, and it is Trinity basketball because of the hustle of Sutton Williamson.
Yeah, and she gave up her whole body on that particular play. Watch her dive.
She gets the block, first of all, and then she's on the wing. Yeah, and that's definitely off of Hollidaysburg.
Yeah, the Hollidaysburg player came right underneath her. Fortunately, no one injured on that play, Bob.
Still just 4-3. Hollidaysburg with a one-point lead with a minute 45 to go first quarter. Ball on the near side for Gabby Rigg. Top of the key, Behrens. Emmerich, catch and release, three, right side. That's down. She has two trays.
Well, and if you watch her, she doesn't hesitate. She gets her feet set. She does her little hitch in the shot and lets it go. That's great confidence by the shooter.
She's got both field goals for the Hillers in this first quarter.
Good
they
start.
6-4.
Good start for her.
Pair of trays for Emmerich. A drive. Weimer ties the game at 6.
Yeah, and that's what she does. And you got to contain her. Keep her out of the paint. Force her to shoot a perimeter shot. Don't allow her to make that drive.
Onto the right wing is Emmerich. Switches places with Rigg. Her bounce pass inside. It's deflected. It's on the floor. It's tied out. And it's going to be Hollidaysburg basketball in the alternate possession.
Yeah, and that time they were trying to get the ball to Sutton Williamson on the post. She's a very good post player. And there were too many defenders around her. Bob should have done reversed the ball and then gotten it back to her.
Under a minute to go, 6-6 late. Trinity will try to get Jordan Burt in late here in the first quarter. She comes to the scorer's table. Forecourt right for the Golden Tigers. There's a drive, Pat Amonsky. That's a good drive for her. A big. Left it short, though. Williamson clears for Trinity. She comes up the floor, crosses over, stopping, popping, scoring.
Yeah.
Sutton Williamson.
Nice probe on Williamson's part. Under control, hit that little pull-up jumper. I love it.
8-6 Hillers late first quarter. 25 to go. Weimer to the right baseline. Might have stepped on the baseline.
I thought she did.
Fires it to Sydney, who drives from the left corner. That's no good. Who's got this rebound? It's fought for, and it's off the hands of Vit Emmerich with 14.2 to go in this first quarter.
And I think if Emmerich lets that ball go, I really think, and you can see the Williamson pull-up, that's a great move. Too many players don't take the pull-up. They drive it all the way and sometimes charge.
I mentioned earlier she had the right elbow jumper, which she passed over.
Exactly.
Took that one in transition.
Yeah, and in the back of her mind, she's saying, I got to take that shot.
Entry pass knocked away. Good hands by Behrens. Almost created the turnover.
Yeah,
Behrens on Weimer in that sequence.
Yeah, Carmary Behrens is a very good defender, athletic player.
Weimer, it's Rigg on Weimer. She'll drive from the left wing, goes to the left hand. No good. Rebound cleared by Humphreys. 6 seconds. Weimer knocks it away. She creates a turnover. Give credit to McKenna Weimer to get a chance at a last shot here for Hollidaysburg.
Yeah, and how many times have we seen a defender come up from behind and cause that situation? You got to be alert if you're an offensive player.
Get it in. Can they get a shot off?
No.
It is blocked by Rigg. They've got 0.4 to shoot. They'll inbound baseline right, will the Golden Tigers.
Well, it's not even enough. It's got to be a tip-up.
Yep, you got to
pretty much.
It. See if they try to single out Pat Amonsky, the six-footer. So tonight, you called it. Can't catch and release.
No.
That does it for the first quarter. Trinity, 8. Hollidaysburg, 6 after 1 here at Hollidaysburg High School. It's coverage of the PIAA State Basketball Playoffs at NFHS and on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta.
As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
So getting the last possession for Hollidaysburg and missing actually gave Trinity the basketball here to start the second quarter. Again, moving right to left. It is Emmerich. Williamson, that's a good find. And the layup is up and in for Gabby Humphreys.
Nice job by Williamson. They double-teamed her, and she found Humphreys going down the lane for the layup.
Humphreys. First points for Humphreys. Four-point lead for Trinity, their biggest.
Yeah, if you're Trinity, you're happy with the start of this game.
Weimer driving near side. And Leyu, or excuse me, Humphreys got a piece of that. Humphreys gets the rebound.
She's hard to shoot over. She's 6'2".
Trinity's been good defensively at the underneath the hoop.
Yeah, and they're giving a lot of help when Weimer drives. There are players around her.
Yeah, definitely the 6'2 sophomore Humphreys, the biggest, tallest player in this game. Behrens drives and pulls it back out, keeps the dribble alive. Weimer comes out.
Now this ought to be a ball screen for Suddy Williamson out front, and it is.
It is Humphreys. Williamson on the move. Misses the jumper.
Yeah, a little off on that. She could have gotten a little closer than that too, Bob.
Rebound grab by Heyer. Maybe one or two more dribbles closer.
Yes, easily.
Well, on the right wing for Heyer. Hollidaysburg at home, down four. Winner again gets the winner of Fox Chapel and York Suburban. That's a 4 o'clock tip-off today. Ball to Heyer on the right baseline. Double dribble called against Heyer. Turnover for Hollidaysburg.
Surprisingly, Trinity has not taken a foul shot, and Hollidaysburg is 0 for 3 in their attempts.
You had a chance to talk to Deanna Jubeck earlier today. She's a longtime head coach at Hollidaysburg, also a teacher in the Hollidaysburg district.
She's got a nice team, and she really has a lot of respect for the Hillers. You know, especially we talked about that South Fayette game, and there's a block, a deflection.
It's a deflection by Padamonski off a shot attempt, a three by Emmerich. Heyer on the right wing, will hand it back off. It's regathered by Jillian Sidney. She'll slow things down for Hollidaysburg.
When Trinity gets a chance to get into their half court, there's a turnover. It's got to be a turnover.
Barron's couldn't get there. That's good back. Sidney got back underneath to get that ball. Did not call. It's actually Weimer. Now there's the turnover as it's a travel call on the left blocks against Claire Podomanski.
Yeah, look at this play.
That's hustle.
Yes, it is.
Both by Behrens and by Weimer.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you don't want Behrens playing you man-to-man the whole game. She is athletic, and she can stop your dribble penetration, and I really like the way she's guarding Weimer right now.
Had a chance to see Kamari Behrens and her sisters play at JFK in the diocesan grade school championships several years back.
Well, she's got a younger sister. Look at this pass.
Great. Oh. Another feed, and it's again Williamson to Humphreys for an easy two.
They're double-teaming Suddy Williamson, but she is smart enough to find the open cutter. Great pass by Williamson.
6-point lead now, 6-0 run for Trinity. 12-6, Hillers. Weimer drives.
5-second count? Is that what they called?
I'm confused.
Yeah, he called the trail.
That's what he did, yeah. It's a turnover.
But as you start to the basket, that's got to be a recount.
I don't disagree with Coach Jubeck.
I don't like that call at all. And I mean, honestly, once she made the turn to go to the rim, you can't keep that count on.
I'm in agreement. Hey, we found out yesterday we had two calls that
were wrong.
So
yeah,
we're on a roll, Tom.
Yeah, we know what we're doing.
Yeah, at least the story, that's the story we're telling.
And
anyway,
we're sticking with it.
There's a three off the back rim by Behrens. Rebounded by Sidney, and Sidney is fouled by Kamari Behrens, her first.
Yeah, Kamari Behrens. I love her activity, though, though she
fouled. You mentioned her younger sister, Camille,
yeah, she's
who's
gonna
a freshman for Trinity.
I keep hearing how good she's going to be, and It'll be fun to watch her play down the road.
12-6 as we approach 3 minutes into the second quarter.
Kamari's done an excellent job here guarding.
And Weimert just has 2 points.
Well, when you can take away her drive, you limit her ability to score.
She forces her on the baseline spin. And that's foul number two on Barron. So that's a good spin for Weimert, right?
Yeah, that's a tough move to defend. But
so
what you need
you
to do.
Suck the defender to the baseline and spin away from the baseline.
Well, and the one thing you don't want to do is slap down like she did and cause a foul. Just let her shoot the difficult shot. She makes it, she makes it.
Again, you mentioned she missed her first 2 free throws. Banks that one in.
She banked it in.
Anytime you get that arm motion right, you're probably going to get that called against you nine times out of ten.
No question.
So that breaks the 6-0 run, makes it 12-7. Gets the second one. No, it rims out. And that rebound is off of, it's knocked away. Nope, that's the correct call.
Yes, it is.
Humphreys had the last touch.
She had the ball in her hand.
It was in her shoulder, actually.
Yeah, and she lost control of it. Okay, got a D up here.
So right inbound, right baseline inbound, lob it out to Padamonski. Gets it back into Leitner. Good quick turn, but that's no good.
Yeah,
rebound cleared by Barron.
She's very good at that. There was just, she had Williamson down the sideline. It was a very difficult pass. Barron's just threw it too far.
That's what you want to do, right? Williamson is the player you want to get
in
transition.
Had she caught the ball, she has a clear path to the basket. She's got to give her a catchable pass.
Stays a 5-point game. Back forecourt right for the Golden Tigers. Dribbling the basketball, Sidney on the near side. High post, Padamonski. Finds a cutter. That's no good.
Second layup she's
rebound
missed.
Rebound by Humphreys.
Beat her on the back cut.
Rig into the forecourt left. Skips it to the near side. Barron's towards the left corner. Back out to Emmerich. Back to Barron's. They stay on the left side trying to drive. Scoop shot. No good. Rebound is controlled by Weimert. That's a good outlet. Hayer. She can't get the layup to go. Leitner has it. Leitner is tied up.
They're calling an offensive
foul
on the elbow swing.
Is called against Elena Leitner.
Yeah,
Leitner.
They're calling Leitner on the offensive foul.
I don't see it.
Well, watch. I do.
Do you?
Yeah, she did swing the elbows rather emphatically, but nobody was around her. So how did she foul anyone?
We'll get a chance to step aside with 3:57 to go. In the second quarter, it is Trinity 12. Holidays Burke 7. You're watching coverage of the PIAA State Basketball Playoffs on NFHS and on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Back at Hollidaysburg High School, the Tigers on the video screen, the Golden Tigers. Here's the replay of the Leitner rebound. See, I don't think that's enough.
I don't.
At the end, she pulled it away, but
yeah, I don't think it was enough either.
I don't know.
But
if I'm,
yeah, I don't call that.
If I'm on the Hollidaysburg bench, I don't think that's enough.
Yeah.
Again, you do swing around, but gives the basketball to Trinity as Kate Steiner will get ready to check back in for the Golden Tigers. Hillers are +5. Forecourt left, the 3 for Emmerich. She's got 2 of those. Side iron, no. Good rebound by Humphreys. She goes right, but she left it short. And the rebound is cleared by Padamonski.
A good contest by Padamonski. That's why she was a little short on that particular shot.
But it's been a good second quarter so far for Gabby Humphreys with 4 points. Off of Sutton Williamson, couple of assists. Ball to the left side now for Hayer.
Hiller's doing a really good job defensively.
Sidney, good entry pass. Padamonski gets it up. over top of Behrens. She's got 4 points. That's Claire Padabonsky.
They fronted her, threw the ball over the defender, and the weak side help was just a tad late.
It's a 4-0 run and a carry. Again, we had a 5-second count, a carry.
When do you see?
I've got to tell them, I got to look for my rule book.
Yeah.
I know those are in there somewhere.
They never call carrying a basketball. They should, but they never do.
Now, if we get a 3-second call, we'll get the trifecta.
If we get a 3-second call, I may roll down the bleachers. You may see me fall over. That's never called.
So gives the ball back to Hollidaysburg. They can tie with a three. They've not hit one.
Low possession, low scoring game. That means every possession is valuable.
Weimer flips it right side. Sydney has it. Her pass knocked away. It's on the floor. Good hands by Humphreys to get the steal. Williamson transition. Stopping at the free throw line. Right side, Behrens three. Side iron, no. Rebounded by Weimer.
Williamson has to shoot that. She's got to stop and take that little jumper.
I thought I was ready to call a stop and pop.
Yeah, I thought she was going to.
Good ball movement left side. Steiner's three. Front rim, no good. And the rebound tracked down right corner. Good hustle by Sydney. Entry pass, Leitner spins with the right hand. No good. Padamonsky, that's no good. This rebound is grabbed by Bentley Layu.
Layu on the boards.
Back in off the bench with two personals.
Has some early foul trouble. She picked up two quick ones. Back out on the floor.
Lob underneath. Padamonsky gets it away from Sutton Williamson. She used her length right there to get her fingertips on that.
Well, and again, they forced that pass. That was a bad passing angle. She has to dribble it over to create the right angle.
We got a Hollidaysburg timeout with a minute 52 to go, second quarter. It is Trinity 12, Hollidaysburg 9. It's coverage of PIAA State playoff basketball on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
Back at Hollidaysburg, Deanna Jubeck talking to her huddle on the video stream. And so far, I think it's you're on the road, so you get a first-round home game because you're the District 6 champions.
But correct.
I think Trinity has played not perfect by any means, but a really good first half so far.
Yeah, they have a great game plan going. I just would like to see Sutty Williamson shoot the basketball a little more when she has opportunities, because in low-possession games, you don't get many shots.
Three from the right corner to tie is no good. Sydney missed it, rebounded by Humphreys.
Yeah, Humphreys was all over that rebound.
And a good, strong second quarter again for Gabby Humphreys. Emmerich switches it over. Williamson driving to the left. Short jumper is good.
I'm telling you, she's a scorer. And when you're a scorer, you got to shoot the basketball. Great job, Sutty Williamson.
We like it. 14-9, Hillers. We're going to mention Bella Super, who was fantastic last night. Shooters, right?
Oh, you got to
shoot.
She
knows it, right? That's what she did.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying and referencing Sutton Williamson. Good defense falling down, a push. I believe it's on Emmerich. It is. Emmerich got cut up in the wash here.
She did, and she just lost her balance. And, yeah, she didn't intentionally try to do that.
Well, she was falling down and actually fell in to the Hollidaysburg player. There's an open chance for Leitner from the foul line. No. Good hands by Williamson to create the turnover.
Yeah, I tell you
to
what.
To Layu.
The Hillers have been on it with their hands. They're very active tonight.
Crossover Williamson driving near side. She draws the foul. She'll shoot two.
That's what I'm telling you. If you can get that deep and you're a scorer, you've got to try to get the ball up to the basket.
So mention the athletic Williamson family. And her uncle is the assistant coach, Mike Williamson. Might have heard of her cousins, who Jonah, he was kind of a good athlete, right?
Yeah, he was a great athlete.
He's going to go to Harvard. He's going to be in the PSFCA All-Star football game coming up in May. He's an All-State quarterback. And Eden, I hear some good things about New York University. They've won 88 straight games, which ties the UCLA Bruins.
Yeah, and she's a starter. Starter on that team. And
they
very,
are two-time defending
player.
National champions. Williamson makes both free throws. 88. You might have heard of John Wooden.
Oh, my.
He coached that UCLA
team.
Yeah,
I think most basketball aficionados know who John Wooden is.
Well, they should. If you don't, Google it.
Yeah, find it
it's
out.
It's worth it.
Yes, it is.
16-9 Hillers late second quarter.
I'll tell you what, I'm very impressed with Trinity tonight, this afternoon, and what they're accomplishing.
Here's Weimert driving, right blocks, flips it to the corner. That's a set play, and the three is down for Jillian Sidney.
Yeah, Sidney can shoot it. They've given her a couple looks. She's missed them, but she knocked that one down with confidence.
16-12, Trinity with 14 seconds chance for the last shot, four-court left.
They're going to go just for one. They're going to hold for one.
It's Williamson, gets the high ball screen, screen and roll, and it's lost by Humphreys. 2 seconds, not sure if they're going to get a shot off. They will not. And the first half comes to an end. Trinity, 8 points in each quarter. And Hollidaysburg, 6 points in each quarter, making our bookkeeping easy.
It's pretty consistent.
16-12 Hillers at the half, leading Hollidaysburg. We will step aside. You are watching coverage of the PIAA State Basketball Playoffs on NFHS. Also streaming on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Hi, this is Mac Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. For over 70 years, we've been here for you, your family, and your business. At a time in which premiums continue to rise and policy coverage is more confusing and limited than ever before, we're proud to be your trusted guides. No gimmicks or surprises, just real protection at the best possible price. Personal, business, or bonds, we'll keep it simple and straightforward, just as we've always done. Chambers Insurance, helping you navigate today's insurance world. Learn more at chambersinsurance.com.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to Big10Plus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is a 4-point lead for Trinity here at Hollidaysburg. First round of the State Basketball Playoffs, 5A girls today on the WJPA Sports Network, also on NFHS. Bob Work was Tom Drakely. You mentioned it, right? In a tight game like this, you got to maximize not only your possessions, really, you need to maximize, Tom, everything you do in a close game like this.
Well, you have to limit your turnovers, number one. And when you have good shots, you've got to take them. Personal opinion is Sadi Williamson passed up a couple that I thought were really good shots in the paint. And she's good at that. She can knock that shot down. But here's what I think is important. If this is going to stay a low-possession game like it is, it favors Trinity because of the way they defend. They are an excellent half-court defensive team. They talk. They communicate. They help one another. And you have seen a number of times they've neutralized the inside game because the help side defenders coming over and making it difficult for them to score. So if this continues, I like Trinity's chances.
Will Williamson has six, as does Emmerich. Emmerich hit 2 threes.
Yes, she did.
In the first quarter. Humphreys off to assist for Williamson.
Right.
I thought Gabby Humphreys had a really good second quarter.
I thought she did, too. And she's a factor because of her size. At 6'2", she can alter. She doesn't have to block them, but you get your hands up high, you can alter shots from the opposing team.
They have limited McKenna Weimert as well,
I know,
who averages 16 points a game. She's just got 3 points.
I think she's getting a little frustrated because as she attempts to, she's not getting out in the open floor. That's number one that you have to take away. And number two, when she makes her baseline drive, don't allow her to turn the corner. And they have done that.
2 years ago, Trinity had 20 wins. Went to the WPL quarterfinals and state playoff first round where they lost to Cathedral Prep. That was under Kathy McConnell Miller.
Correct.
Bill Pelletti was an assistant under Kathy McConnell Miller. He's his second year, and I was the head coach. Played under Tim Miller. We talked about it, right? If you're on the McConnell tree,
correct,
coaching tree, playing tree, you're on the correct tree in Western Pennsylvania.
Oh, my. Yeah. And, trust me, when you play for Timmy McConnell, there, if you're a shooter, you better shoot it. I have seen him take players out for not shooting the basketball. But I will say this. I really like Bill Pelletti as a coach. He prepares diligently. He watches lots of film. He puts his players in positions where they can be successful. And he knows exactly what the opponent is going to do. So he's kind of a basketball, you know, he's one of those guys that he's a junkie and he loves it. And he's done a quality job. He's following Kathy Miller, McConnell Miller's shoes. That's
shoes.
Not easy. And she did a fabulous job at Trinity. And then you had Coach Bob Miles from years back took them to the state final. So you've had a good coaching group that has come out of Trinity High School.
Coach Pelletti was on the started in the 04 title team at Charvel and then played football at Duquesne University. Spent 7 years coaching at Grove City.
Yeah, he was a good football player, but a good basketball player.
You two played well with his brother
at
Charvel.
The Pelletti, I remember them well. I remember watching their games. So real happy for him. He's a fabulous young man. I'll tell you, quality guy. When you talk to him, he's willing to give you information and just a very likable young fellow.
It is 16-12 Trinity at the half. Again, winner of this one gets the winner in the second round of Fox Chapel and York Suburban. That is a 4 o'clock tip-off later on today. We will step aside and come back, get you ready for the second half. It's PIAA state playoff basketball action on NFHS and also on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458729.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
A 16-12 lead for Trinity here at Hollidaysburg High School with Tom Drakely. I'm Bob Workers. +4 for the Hillers. By the way, District 6-5A champions, the 6 straight titles for Hollidaysburg. In 2016, when the WPI went to 6 classes, they won 8 of the 10 titles. So they're used to being here at this point. Last year, they ran in to the South Fayette Buzzsaw in the quarterfinals and lost.
And when you run into them, you're running into maybe the best team in the state of Pennsylvania.
I'm going to put We don't bet, right? But
No, we don't.
The odds are that South Fayette's going to run the back-to-back titles. They're that good.
Well, they're going to get there, but you never know what you're going to. Well, you probably encounter one of the private schools, Archbishop Wood, someone like that.
That's
you
who
never
they
know,
beat last year.
And you never know who they – and they were a heavy favorite, too. So you never know who they have on their roster at this point. But we've got a great game.
Yeah, Hillers are up four, Tom. Keys either way in the second half.
Well, for Trinity, you continue to play your great half-court helping defense. And in the offensive end, you got to encourage Sonny Williamson to take more of those open jumpers. But I would continue to work that. They work a double high screen where they can. She can go either side. And she's putting – it's kind of a – it's not a like screen. It's a mismatch. So you have one of the slower players that would have to switch off. And if they don't switch, she can turn the corner and go. That's an advantage. If you are Hollidaysburg, what you want to try to do is you've got to get points out of your bigs. So you want to get Podomanski and you want to get Leitner around the basket, but you got to try to get out in the open floor to use the skills of McKenna Wiermert. She's been held in check, and I attribute a lot of that.
I'm going to tell you this, just great camera work, guys, because I think it looks like we talked about this yesterday. A couple of the Cannon Mackers were sick. Looks like McKenna Wiermert might be battling something.
Look at her facial. I mean, she's red, beat red.
She was waving like it's hot, so she might be battling some illness.
Yeah, you never know.
And we had that with Cannon McMillan last night.
Yeah, two of their starters were not well at all. And let's hope she's – if that's not the case, you hate to see a good young player who's not feeling well. But they have done a nice job in transition, taking that away from her. And I wrote down as one of my keys that they've got to find ways to keep her out of the paint. They've done it so far.
From my memory, which this is dangerous at 39-ish, she had that one transition layup that she missed. That was
and
the only time.
It. She missed
the
it.
The only time she got in transition.
You're absolutely correct. But you got to be careful with her because she does a lot of clever moves around the basket as well.
Down four. Golden Tigers start the second half moving right to left in the white and navy blue. It's the royal blue and white for the Hillers. They'll move obviously left to right. Ball into the corner. That is Leitner. In the right corner, right wing to Podomanski. Entry pass. There she is. Wiermert spins. Blocked.
That's the help defense.
That's Humphreys. Outlet. Can Williamson track it down? She does. And she can't finish.
She missed it.
And they tie it up. And that'll keep the ball with Trinity. But to Williamson's credit, right, she had to kind of save that. So it wasn't a clean layup attempt.
Yeah, it was a little long on the pass. She did a great job getting her hands
on
it.
There's the great reach-in block with the right hand of Humphreys.
What a block by Humphreys. I told you, Humphreys, just she can be disruptive because of her size.
Good ball movement. Comes back out to Behrens. Luckily, it's off Weimert's hands. I don't think she should have threw that past Emmerich because Emmerich did not have separation.
Yeah, she was looking for the back cut, but she didn't have any space there to make that pass. But great ball movement by the Hillers as they come out to their first offensive possession.
They will lob it out. They'll get it to Williamson, top of the key. Again, forecourt right for the Hillers. High ball screen. Williamson picks the dribble up. Needs help. Bounces it to Emmerich, who drives from the left wing to the right side. Keeps the dribble alive. Passes out. Behrens will reset for the Hillers at the top of the key.
Running a very disciplined half-court offense. They don't take too many bad shots, Bob, and I like that. That's how you win basketball games.
Discipline is a key. It's also not easy sometimes.
Yeah, it is very difficult. But they try to get your better scores, the touches on the balls, and there's a turnover.
Now, Podomanski, they try to enter it to Humphreys, and Podomanski creates the turnover. Here come the Golden Tigers down by four.
Well, the pass was okay, and she'll learn, Gabby Humphreys, to jump to the basketball and secure it.
Knocked away by Behrens. Wiermert goes over and back. Behrens creates the turnover.
She sure did. She was unaware that the half-court line was right there.
She said, I thought it was touched. It was, but it never made it over. And
right
then she regathers as she steps into the backcourt.
Yep. Once those feet hit that back line, it's a backcourt violation.
So give credit to Kamari Behrens to create that turnover.
Yeah, that was excellent.
It'll be a side in for Trinity at the end of their bench. Careful there. They do, but it deflected by Wiermert. Wiermert said she was out of it. Wiermert gets the steal from Emmerich. Wiermert trying to pick it up. Emmerich, good defense, but Emmerich is called for her second personal foul.
Yeah, and Emmerich's complaining that she had gotten fouled previously. Yeah, this was a crazy play here.
It could have been either way. There could have been another foul. Could have blown the whistle white or blue.
Yes.
Several times during that sequence.
Yeah, they let him play there for a second.
Left baseline inbound into Leitner. It is Steiner with it, top of the key, directing traffic for the Golden Tigers. Hollidaysburg back to the left wing for Sydney. Podomanski drives the baseline up and under.
Oh, what a nice
move. That's a fantastic drive. 6 points now for Claire Podomanski.
Yeah, she fooled everybody by going up and under on the reverse side. Great
drove from
move.
The left baseline to the right side for the finish. Two-point game. Trinity plus two, 16-14.
Well, you knew this was going to be a close game. This was not going to be easy one way or the other.
Sutton Williamson on the right wing. Has a screen. Stopping, popping. No good, good shot. Rebounded by Weimer.
Yeah, that was a good look. She had a good look. The defender was contesting, though.
Weimer for the tie. Dishes it off, and it is Leitner. Alana Leitner.
In the open court, she's a killer. You can't let her control things.
Trinity takes a timeout, 5:33 to go, third quarter. We are tied at 16. It's PIAA State Playoff Basketball action on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
So the first 4 points, and the only 4 points of the third quarter, comes for Hollidaysburg. Here's the great transition, Weimer, and a good pass. Kind of a no-look.
Yeah.
Look left, bounce it right to Leitner for the easy lay-in.
When she gets the ball on the open floor, she's going to make something happen, and that time she did.
Got it 16. Good pass underneath Williamson. This from, let's reverse it. It was Humphreys from Williamson. This time Humphreys to Williamson.
Yeah, great screen, great pass by Humphreys and Williamson on the finish.
8 points for Sutton Williamson. Weimer up and underneath. She left it short. Rebound is out of bounds off of Podomanski. It is Trinity basketball.
Hiller's doing a really – here comes the pressure. I wondered when we would see this.
So they put the big Podomanski. Good job. Quick pass right back to Behrens, to Emmerich. They break it.
And that's how you beat pressure. You don't let the double team come at you. You get rid of the basketball.
Behrens forecourt right. Leyu, Williamson on the right wing. Humphreys, fake left. Got to be careful. The backside help came from Weimer, but it's out of bounds off of McKenna Weimer.
Well, she was trying to get back to her right shoulder for a little skyhook. Just was
solid
unable
coming
to do it. Yeah, defender
People
came.
Should Google that, too. Google skyhook Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
If you don't know, you should know. He was on those great UCLA teams.
Oh, was he
ever.
It
was Lou Alcindor, though. Back in the day.
How about that?
That's a three. Emmerich, who had two of those in the first quarter. She has her third tray. 21-16 Trinity here in quarter number three.
Emmerich playing a great game, both defensively and offensively, providing a spark with those threes. She can shoot the basketball.
On the right wing for Weimer, guarded by Behrens. Gets to the baseline. Weimer underneath. That's a good feed to Leitner. That might have been at least partially deflected or altered by Humphreys.
Well, and I think it was a too good of a feed. I don't think she was ready for the pass.
Emmerich on the right wing. Vit Emmerich will pull it out. See, Victoria, she prefers Vit.
Vit. See, they're not forcing the basketball, and they're doing what they need to do to get quality shots. Look at this.
There's Vit driving left box.
How about that
She's
drive?
She's got 11.
Finishes with the left. Beautiful drive by Vit Emmerich.
Mom is happy. She's down to her left here.
Well, got to be happy with
Snapping
that.
Snapping pictures with the phone and the camera. Teacher at Trinity High School. It's a 7-0 run for the Hillers. Drive in, score, and one for Claire Podomanski.
Well, they're running a little dribble handoff, and that time Podomanski caught the basketball and kept on going. Nobody got in her way.
We're going to get a media timeout, 3:39 left, third quarter. 23-18 is your score. Trinity in front. It's coverage of the PIAA State Basketball Playoffs on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Claire Podobonski will go to the free throw line at the left foul line after getting fouled. Will hand off, as you called it, Tom, and drives the right side. She's got eight, chance for nine. She did miss an and one in the first quarter.
Yeah, I like her game. She's a good player, and she's got skills. I mean, she can hurt you if you're not careful.
6 foot. Mentioned she's going to go to Rochester to play. Misses the and one again. And a good rebound by Humphreys.
They are 1-for-6 from the foul line. That is not good.
So it stays a 5-point lead for Trinity.
Oops.
Almost got away with a double dribble there, did Emmerich. Now Sutton Williamson is tied up.
And she slipped on
good
the
defense
floor.
Defense by Steiner. That's home court advantage.
Yeah.
You've got to know where those loose floorboards are.
I guess. But right? her foot went right out from underneath her.
So it's actually Humphreys trying to wipe up the spot there.
Yeah.
Teams knew that, right? You went into the old Boston Garden, you had the dead floor back in the day.
You had to know where those bad boards were.
This time it's just a little bit of wetness creating the tie-up and the turnover, so the ball goes over to Hollidaysburg. They're down 5.
But this is a turnover that's not a bad one because it's not leading to a direct drive or a run-out.
I mean, it's not because of a bad pass or anything.
Yeah,
it's an unfortunate slip.
Yeah, she slipped on a wet spot, so gives Trinity a chance to set their defense up.
Podobonski has it left wing. Leitner flashes out right side. It is Steiner. Around the screen, 3 is up. 3 is no good from Sydney. Sydney has her own rebound, tries to force it into Podobonski. Deflected, but stolen back by Weimer. Her lob, Weimer,
wow.
And that's knocked away. Humphreys just put her hands up like a defensive back and made the play.
Yeah, what a great job by Humphreys.
And the ball's in the hands of Vit Emmerich. Gets it to Behrens, who resets near the logo between the rings.
Things are getting a little helter-skelter there.
Drive near side Behrens. She's fouled. I believe that's Podobonski with the late close.
It is.
2 free throws forthcoming for Kamari Behrens. It'll be second personal on Claire Podobonski. They save 1 either for 2, so we'll go with their.
And these free throws are going to be big. The Hillers have to make foul shots here.
You mentioned 1-for-6, right?
Yep.
Trinity 3-for-3 now.
Yeah, that's huge. And that's Kamari Behrens' first point of the evening. But it's not what she does offensively.
See, if you're looking at a box score, you're going to say, well, what has she done, right?
She's done a lot,
she's
actually.
She's done a ton.
She is.
Absolutely. She misses the second, so it's a 6-point lead for Trinity at 24-18.
Handles the basketball, plays
great defense. We jinxed, by the way, so you owe me the beverage on that one.
I got it.
Weimer drives in, passes from the baseline out to Sydney. And she'll reset for Hollidaysburg, forecourt left. Over to Kate Steiner. Good switch. There's Behrens right there defensively on the switch. Back to the near side. Sydney gets it in. Podobonski spins. That's foul number 3 on Leyu, and it will get 2 free throws now for Claire Podobonski. But she's 0-for-2 at the foul line in this contest.
Well, it was pretty good defense, except she got nice inside position that time. And it's really hard to defend that
spin
move.
She stepped left, right, too, and she put the hard step down and spun back. She makes her first free throw, so 9 points for Claire Podobonski.
Yeah, nice player. I really like her. Got great size and length and long arms. And
yeah, the length you can see.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And we've seen it in action, too. Makes the second free throw as well. So she's got 10 to lead the Golden Tigers. It's a 4-point game. Trinity 24-20. But they break the pressure pretty easily once again.
Well, and that's good because if they put that on, they won't have to. They don't worry about that. They can handle that press.
Emmerich to the left side for Behrens. She'll come back right to Williamson, guarded by Weimert. Weimert knocks it away. Williamson regathers at the logo. Williamson gets the high screen from Humphreys. Ball to the near side to Rigg. She'll go to the right baseline and pull it back out. Good ball movement by the Hillers. Also good patience. Behrens in, back out. Emmerich's 3. Yes!
I'll tell you what. How about Vit Emmerich? And she was fired up when she made that 3. Look at her.
She's got 4. Four trays and 14 points. That's Vit Emmerich.
She plays with a lot of fire, passion. Love it.
27-20 lead. Again, 7 points. That would be the biggest lead for the Hillers. Weimert around the screen, drives right side. That's a foul and a push against Gabby Rigg.
Definitely didn't need to foul her there. I would have encouraged her to shoot that shot.
Is that out? That's the Emmerich three.
Yeah, look at that. Bang. She's been nothing but net from three.
Two in the first quarter, two in the third quarter from beyond the arc.
Now, here you have a situation where they do not shoot it well from the line. She made that one.
Weimert is now 2 of 5 at the free throw line. They made their last three.
Yeah, they're four.
They took offense at your 1 for 6 number.
I think they're mad.
You're only showing the facts, though, Tom, right?
They're not speaking to me. They made two in a row.
She made two, as did Padamonski. 27-22. Pressure this time creates the turnover. Padamonski has it. It's knocked away. No whistles, no fouls. Ball still on the floor. And now we get a timeout for Hollidaysburg with 53.1 to go third quarter. We will break as well. Trinity leading by 5. It's coverage of PIAA State playoff basketball action on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities. We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
There's future Harvard student football player. That's Jonah Williamson right there.
Yeah, he's scored a lot of points.
Quarterback, great athlete.
Tremendous athlete.
Eden, great athlete. Sutton, great athlete.
You know what? The one thing that stands out about all of them, they're great kids. I mean, outstanding.
Well, and they're going to, and I'm sure Sutton will follow suit, right, to great institutions for both athletics and academics.
Absolutely.
Entry pass, Padamonski. That's good defense by Sutton Williamson.
Yeah, good job to avoid the foul there.
Well, see, keep the hand straight up, right? We talked about that.
Yeah, she did a really nice job defending this.
That's a good job by Padamonski to back her in.
Yeah, and I thought they could have called the foul there. Uh-oh.
Leitner from the foul line drains the J.
She was reluctant to take that shot. She made that one.
Golden Tigers are back within 3 after trailing by 7.
3-point ball game.
Late third quarter, Trinity 27-24 the score. There's Williamson. Hold for one.
Absolutely.
Worst case, you're down 3.
Yes, you hold for one. Do not force passes.
Best case, you add on. Emmerich can do that from 3.
Oh! Yes! She's on fire.
That's 5 trays for Vit Emmerich.
She is on fire.
Up the floor. The runner off the rim, no good. Third quarter comes to an end after 3. Here at Hollidaysburg, it's Trinity 30 and Hollidaysburg 24. You're watching coverage and listening as well. PIAA State Basketball Playoffs on NFHS, also on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. You can't turn on the TV or scroll through social media without being bombarded by insurance commercials. They're everywhere, even on the radio. Low rates, big savings. We'll insure your pet iguana. Okay, maybe not the iguana. Sadly, many times you're not saving money, you're just getting your coverage slashed. By the time there's a claim, it's too late to see you've been duped. At Chambers Insurance, our goal is to improve your coverage and get you savings. We're local, family-owned, and we'll work with you to find the right coverage. Chambers Insurance, since 1953.
Back at Hollidaysburg, Bob Workwist. I've got two words, Tom Drakely. This
yes.
is going to be Vit Emmerich.
Yeah, boy, she's put a show on tonight. But I'll tell you what, she's taken quality shots and been able to make them. Fourth quarter, Trinity has the ball. I would assume they'll maintain their patience, work hard for a great quality shot.
We're seeing the last Emmerich three.
They don't need to force anything. Little pass and cut action. Everybody moving, ball reversing.
But they've been very patient. There's Williamson driving, falling down.
Yeah,
no whistle.
Lost her balance. I'm not sure she got fouled.
She was on the left blocks. Now she fouls. And
yeah.
You see that a lot, right, when you get a little over-aggressive after having a turnover like that.
Yeah, I think that was nothing more than a frustration
foul
there.
Michelle, I think it's a good call.
That's pretty
good defense by Weimer.
It really was, and I think it
And
caused,
it was a balance thing.
That's exactly right.
You said it. So she slips on the right slide and loses a balance on the left side, so she needs to mark that down mentally.
Yes, she does.
Watch those spots. 6-point lead for Trinity.
Got to continue to play solid defense.
There's a three from the near side. Side iron, no good. And the dead ball rebound goes to the Hillers. That miss from Julian Sidney.
Well, and they got away with the slide and the turnover by Williamson. Now they have to handle pressure. They've been able to do that throughout this ball game.
Another good game plan, right? Talk about 26-23 against South Bay. A great game plan.
Yes.
They've got it going on here. Their defense has been great. They've been patient enough, I think, offensively. Not perfect by any means, but I think their game plan has been solid again.
It has been, and I love the way they're controlling the offensive end. There's got to be a foul. No call. There it is.
Too far. They tried the screen and roll back to Humphreys, and Williamson threw it away driving, and that was just a little out of control. Weimer with the rebound. She'll shoot two. Out of control on Steiner.
Yeah, and it was a good thing Weimer got the rebound, or that ball would have been in the Hillers' hands.
So we saw it in the second quarter where that Williamson to Humphreys screen and roll worked twice, but that was just off the mark and an easy turnover, easy transition for Hollidaysburg.
Well, she misses the first.
She's missed two, split a pair, made two, and now missed the first one here in the fourth quarter as McKenna Weimer, the Mount Aloysius recruit. AMCC in Division III.
She missed
for Mount
again.
Aloysius. Patamonski had it, knocked away, and it's out of bounds off of Bentley Layu.
No, I'm not sure I agree with that call, but I couldn't see it real well. Here's the replay. Let's take a look. Oh, I don't know. Jeez.
Did it hit her left hand?
I didn't think it did.
They were a lot closer than we were.
Got to be a 5 second. They got a long
stripes.
Five count there.
They got it into Leitner. She'll drive right side.
That's foul. A foul. Absolutely a
Humphreys.
Foul.
Why? Because she swung the arm.
She slapped down.
That's the key, right?
Yep. If you don't slap down, she probably gets the block clean.
You're going to see that motion. You're going to get that whistle. I think she got arm, too,
yeah.
as well.
And if they could have come across a little sooner on the help, could have drawn a charge.
Leitner will shoot two, foul line left. First is good. Atlanta Leitner has 7 points now for Hollidaysburg. 30-25, 5-point lead for the Hillers. Second is also good. 4-point game. Pressure is on. Williamson has it at half court. Breaks the timeline. Emmerich on the left wing. Thought about a three. Knocked away. Gets the dribble back. Sidney on the defense. Emmerich regathers and finds Sutton Williamson. She will reset back to Emmerich.
Yeah, good move because they were a little helter-skelter there.
Right. You want Emmerich or Behrens, and then Williamson is your key after that. With
Absolutely.
Those two handling the point duties. There's Williamson, top of the key. Her three is down.
Well, that was a great flare screen that freed her up, and she didn't hesitate this time. I told you, she has to shoot the ball when she's open.
Her first tray gives her 11 points. The lead against 7 for the Hillers.
That's a big shot by Sutty Williamson. No foul here.
Driving right side, Steiner gets to the baseline, no good. Rebound, Humphreys.
Boy, she consumed that rebound. You don't have to run on this. Where is she going?
Behrens.
Great pass!
You don't Woo! Have to.
But you do.
But you do it anyway
Layu.
For Kamari Behrens.
What a nice pass. Bentley Layu, not known as the offensive standout, but boy, did she have a great pass there.
Kamari Behrens, the and one. She's got three personal was charged against Jillian Sidney.
That pass was outstanding.
Great transition. 9-point lead, the biggest for the Hillers. Can make a 10 with Behrens at the free throw line. Can't do it. Rebound is tracked down and saved by Kate Steiner. So it's a 9-point game. There's a drive. Padamonski blocked. Wow, it's Humphreys.
Humphreys.
Fantastic sophomore.
I tell you what, she's going to get so much better as she continues to grow. But she is so important because she alters shots.
That was a clean block. There's a reach in by Weimert and a tie-up, maybe a quick tie-up whistle.
Yeah.
But the possession does go over to Holiday's brother.
Well, again, it's very important that you take care of that basketball. She got a little sloppy. Well, she stopped their dribble, number one. And then she crossed it over in front of the defender, as you saw.
Well, she crossed it over back into the defender.
Can't do that.
Which created the chance for Weimert to tie that up.
That's right.
So Holidaysburg, now they need to take advantage of their opportunities, trailing by 9. They'll hand it off Padamonski. It works to Leitner on the right side.
Oh, I thought she walked.
Yep, she
no
does.
Question, she walked. A little late on the whistle, but she traveled, clearly.
She knew it. Trinity people knew it. You knew it. The referee caught up.
Well, it just took him a while.
Again, I think you have that split second where you're processing that, right? Is that a travel? It was. Knocked away by Holidaysburg.
Well, I don't like when you catch the ball and don't face toward the basket. You throw those backward passes. They're dangerous. Vid Emmerich got caught in a situation that time. Got inbounded here.
They get it in to Williamson in the backcourt. Pressure is off of Sutton Williams when she gets across half court.
I'd go right back to that play they ran for Sutton Williamson off the flare screen.
Well, she almost had a chance right there.
Well, if they'd have given her the ball, she'd have had a layup.
She caught down the middle.
Yeah.
It was Weimert was trailing, yes. Williamson is out. It's Bentley Leyu back near side. High screen now, high post for Humphreys.
That's a foul.
Padamonski. She got away with it once, Tom.
Yes.
Not the second time.
I think I have her for 3 fouls.
I had her for 2 earlier, but they only had 1.
That's not right.
I had her for 3, and by my book, they've got her for 2. They're the official scorebook, so.
Yep, well, I must have missed one, or they missed
one. We just opine.
That's right.
From our broadcast position. And Trinity, again, they've been patient at times.
Yeah.
Crisp at times.
I liked her.
Williamson driving.
And she lost
it. There. She lost it. This tie-up. Trinity will keep this possession,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they get the ball. Again, Williamson hit the deck. She lost her balance. Here's the drive. Watch her feet. Yep.
Well, that time, she got caught up with Padamonski's left foot.
Yeah, that could have been a foul, too, I think.
Ball was inbounded to Williamson. To the left wing, to the corner. Emmerich stays on the left side, back out to Behrens. We're going to get the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Trinity 35, Holidaysburg 26.
That's
they
a foul,
Williamson too. Williamson way out. She was moving defensively.
Wow.
There, Sydney. Then we get a travel.
How about a foul?
We're going to get an immediate timeout. Bill Pelletti is asking the same thing. 3:56 to go, fourth quarter. It is Trinity 35, Holidaysburg 26. It's coverage of PIAA state playoff basketball action on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Trinity bench, Sutton Williamson, her 3 here in the fourth quarter. He's given the Hillers a 9-point lead. There's the screen. It was actually a good screen by Humphreys.
Excellent. And the defender was coming out to contest, but Williamson was in her shot motion and with confidence knocked it down. That was a huge 3-point shot.
Holidaysburg, they've got the ball trailing by 9. It was a 6-point lead after 3 for the Hillers. Good hands. They force Podomanski way out. Leyu. Podomanski gets away from that. Flips to the left corner. Driving the baseline. To the right baseline. Weimert. That was deflected by Williamson.
Well,
and rebounded by Emmerich.
Nice rebound. Now, if you're a ball handler, you got to expect contact, so you have to be strong.
They are chasing the basketball with intent.
And don't put it on the floor, whatever you do.
That's what happened there.
Yeah, turnover.
It was Humphreys put it on the floor. You got to know the double team is coming the Hillers.
You don't need points right now. Just keep that basketball moving.
Leitner travel. Second time. She got that and tried to reset on the right blocks and definitely took an extra step.
I would rather them not try to throw a post up inside at this point in the game.
Trinity takes a timeout. They're up by 9. It is coverage of PIAA playoff basketball on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Producing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
This game is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved, copyright 2026. There's a foul on Sydney. And now the desperation, the intensity, the urgency is there for Holiday's
Brewing. Well, it has to be, and they've got to contest. You may see them go to a half-court trapping defense here to try to upset the Hillers and take away what they're doing, handling the basketball.
Inbound, good job by Emmerich, and then, well, Pelé's got to be careful.
Yeah, he does, but you know what?
Podomanski.
When you're in a state tournament, these officials don't want to talk to you. I'm telling you.
In the South Fayette game, all credit to Bobby Belleville because he was about to get teed up.
Right.
And she stepped in.
Yeah.
And calmed him down.
I remember that. That was important. You get excited as a coach. I mean, and you're trying to fight for
you. You want to get your point across. Well, some officials will let you, some not so much.
You're fighting for
your five-second call. This guy's the quick 5-second
guy. Boy, that's a quick five. Honest to goodness.
Now it's even up, though, once against Hollidaysburg in the first half.
Yeah.
And now on an entry pass here in the second.
Yeah, Coach Paletti not happy with the count. He looked over at the official. He restrained himself because I know he wasn't happy. Well, they're back doing what they do well, and that's guard.
Leitner, Podomanski, high post, near side. It's an open three. Sydney doesn't take it. Now she sets up.
Way off.
Yep, missed everything, and it goes out of bounds over to Trinity.
They're doing such a good job on the defensive end.
Their defense has been really good.
It's been exceptional.
Really solid and really consistent.
Two nights in a row that we've seen great defensive efforts, one by Cannon McMillan, now by Trinity. And if they can just continue to handle the ball, that's a foul. Continue to handle the ball well and make free throws down the stretch.
Listen, the old coach in you, Tom, comes out.
I know.
It comes out.
I get excited. I don't like bad calls. You know me.
Well, we saw that yesterday with two kind of crucial calls, which kept the game tight.
I did.
A block charge, which anyone can debate that one. But there was an intentional foul.
Yeah, there was.
That changed things around last night.
Now, making free throws, it's critical for the Hillers.
First is good. Mari Behrens is now 2 of 3 from the foul line. She's got 4 points.
You know what?
Lead is 10 for Trinity.
It's not her points. It's her leadership, and her defense has been stellar.
I agree with you. Her ball handling, right?
Oh, her ball handling's been great.
You've got to make good decisions. She does that.
She's such a good player. Underrated.
Sometimes the score and the points, now 5, is the bonus on top of all
that.
Well,
yeah, that is a bonus. But I just love the way she guards you. She's so athletic.
She's doing it right there.
Got to have help here.
Fights through the screen of Podomanski. It's Weimer. Behrens fouls her and one. That's really the first time in a while we've seen Weimer able to kind of free up on a drive. She'll get the and one.
Well, and that's what she does.
That's a
well.
Good hesitation she made at the foul line extended.
Look, she's a player, and you cannot ever count her out. There's a lot of time left in this game.
She's got 8, makes the and one, gets it to an 8-point game of 37-29. 218, now 215, front court for Williamson. She's on the right wing, and that's a way late close, strong close. Now, this is four. We had five. This would be five on Padamonsky, but we had to miss one earlier.
Right. We must have missed one.
So two free throws for Williamson. You said it last night. It bears repeating.
It's coming down to free throws. If they can make foul shots from here on out, they're going to win this game.
First is good.
And she's a 67, almost a 70% free throw shooter. So you feel pretty comfortable with her at the line, Bob.
So this is game 27 for Trinity. Second is no good. Long rebound track down by Sydney. 24 of those. Williamson has hit double figures for Trinity.
Now she's their leading scorer for a reason. I mean, she's a quality player.
Steiner drives and dishes. Probably should have shot that.
Yeah, she should have taken the layup.
Sydney enters at the Leitner. She goes right, spins left. That's a good shot, but she missed it. Weimert had it, couldn't control the rebound. It's Trinity basketball.
She made a great move. She just couldn't finish.
You can't stop that defensively, right? You got to hope she missed, and she did.
Hope, and she did.
Well, it is Emmerich. That's good, Emmerich. Good ball movement.
Get the ball off the sideline. Get it off the sideline.
Get it to a guard.
Perfect.
And Emmerich. Back to Humphreys. Can she get it? Uses those long arms. That's deflected right back to her. Bill Poletti takes a timeout. We'll pause as well with a minute 29 to go. Trinity 38 and Hollidaysburg 29. It's PIAA State playoff basketball action on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
On his inbounds.
You see Bill Poletti after the timeout. Be an inbound from Williamson on the side, and Giff gets it in to Layu. Trinity leading by nine. That's knocked away by Weimert. And it'll be another side in, but that ticked off about five more seconds off the clock.
Well, this
do a minute 25.
This is a tough inbound location. You've got to be very careful with this.
Get it into the backcourt to Emmerich.
That's a trap.
Dribbled it off her foot. It's on the floor. Still on the floor. And the arrow gives the ball back to Hollidaysburg, but the clock is at a minute 17.
Well, I tell you what, though, it's going to be a dogfight for the end here.
To their credit, the Golden Tigers have been really good getting the double to the basketball late here in this quarter.
Well, they're coming from the blind side,
right?
And that time it was perfect.
And it was a second late of recognition, which created that tie-up.
Exactly.
Keep playing your defense, though, through the Hillers.
Absolutely. Offensive foul, I think.
He wants it.
Yep.
I think it's on Padamonsky. No. Oh, he changed it. He's saying he's saying that Emmerich hooked Padamonsky.
I thought he was calling an offensive foul.
I thought so as well.
Oh, well.
Vid Emmerich can't believe it.
Yep. Who was the foul on?
It was the screen was Padamonsky, who I thought was going to foul out. But Emmerich is called for hooking to get around the screen. So it's two free throws with the bonus. Missed the first by Sydney. Rig is in, Layu is out.
Was that foul on Layu? I think it was.
No, it's on Emmerich.
It's on Emmerich, yep. Okay.
Second free throw also missed.
Wow.
Rebound tracked down by Humphreys. Bear is up the floor, 60 seconds left. Turns it over, though. Threw it for Humphreys. Humphreys let it go for Rig, and it's out of bounds off of Gabby Rigg's foot.
Well, you cannot take it up the sideline. That's the worst possible place to be. You want to get that ball more centered.
Because at least, right, if you're trapped, the sideline is an extra defender, right?
Yeah, she could have crossed
but
the ball.
Right. Yeah. There was room to go to the left. Now you got to get Weimert. Her pass Probably should have shot it. Leitner tracks it down. A lot of pass-up shots. They try to go to the corner, and it's intercepted.
Better watch.
Back Kamari Behrens. Into the forecourt, it's Williamson. Down to 38 seconds. A drive by Emmerich, and a dish out. Trinity can just dribble it out.
Yeah, they don't have to shoot.
They get a foul with 29 and a half left.
Yeah, and I think the Hillers can taste it now. Coach Paletti fired up on the sideline. What a great effort. Your preparation was outstanding tonight, Coach.
Listen, the game plan.
I'll tell you what.
Fantastic.
They played the way they needed to play to win this game. They took away what this team does well. Got to make these free throws, but she misses the first.
Williamson misses first. She's got 12 points. Emmerich has a game high 17. One Golden Tiger. Padamonski has 10. The only Golden Tiger in double figures. That is now 12 for Sutton Williamson.
Well, and there's not enough time. There's a 10-point deficit.
Weimer just back off of her.
Yeah, back off. Absorb her dribble.
Don't foul. She hits the bottom of the backboard. Her frustrating afternoon continues. That should have been a Trinity basketball, but it's not. But it's probably moot point with 13.8
left. Yeah, that ball was Trinity's ball. I don't know what that was, but
Ball is into Steiner. She'll drive, just get out of the way. Williamson says, Bob, I'm going to block and a rebound. I don't know what you're talking about, guy. That'll do it. Trinity victorious in the first round of the state playoffs. They come on the road. They knock off the District 6 champs by a score of 39-29.
And the season rolls on. What an outstanding job by the Hillers tonight, or this afternoon.
We'll come back and talk about it as Trinity wins by 10. You're watching and listening to coverage of PIAA State Basketball on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Hi, we're WVU. You probably know us for screaming. And yeah, we're pretty good at it. But here, it's more than a chant. It's our celebration of innovation.
Let's go.
Our rallying cry for community.
Let's go!
And honestly, it's just our way of life. So whether you're chasing big dreams or just chasing sunsets,
let's go!
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
Back at Hollidaysburg with Tom Drakely, Bob Workwist on the WJPA Sports Network. Trinity comes on the road against the District 6 champion. So 7-7 versus 6-1. And Trinity wins 39-29. And Tom, we talked about it. Great game plan. Picked it up offensively in the second half, but their defense throughout, solid, solid, solid for the Hillers.
They could not have scripted this game any better than what you just saw play out. I tell you what. Hats off to the preparation. The way they defended here this afternoon, it was a clinic. And I just felt, and they, you know, for the most part, handled the basketball well, took what the defense gave them. They didn't force shots, took good shots, and they were able to come out of here with an impressive win. And I tell you what, their season goes on.
Five threes from Vid Emmerich.
Yep.
And Satin Williamson was Satin Williamson.
She's just, you know, when you need a big shot, she shows up. But, boy, Vid Emmerich, I mean, I don't have enough good things to say about her. She was tremendous, and she played with a lot of inspiration. They were excited. You could see their reaction at the conclusion of the game.
I'm going to give you what we call in the business a tease, right?
Yes.
Save at least one more good comment for Vid Emmerich. That's just a tease. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
How about this? McKenna Weimert, who's headed to Mount Aloysius, 16 a game. They hold her to 8, half her season average.
Well, and therein lies the story of the game. The defense that they put forth, and they took away her driving ability in the full court transition, and they took it away at the half court by making sure that when she went to the basket, they had an extra defender ready to help, and they did a fabulous job.
So Trinity wins. Hollidaysburg, their season is over at 18-7. York Suburban, who were the District 3 champs, and Fox Chapel, the eighth-place team from the WPL. Fox Chapel getting an upset. That would be a rematch
of
the consolation game between Trinity, the last game the Hillers have played in 40 days. So that, again, is a 4 o'clock tip-off later on today in this tournament. South Fayette plays as well today. Let's see where that tip-off was. They were 1 o'clock hosting Milton Hershey. They're the defending state champions. So check the scores for that. In our estimation, too, the favorites to win a state championship
absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely.
So we'll step aside, come back to talk about this one more. Trinity wins 39-29 over Hollidaysburg. It's PAA State playoff basketball action on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
For sunny days in-home care, John Bennett.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities. We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
With Tom Drakely, Bob Work was Trinity 2 seasons ago at 20 wins. They're the cusp of that right now at 19-8. And I'm assuming moving forward, Tom, much more this effort, this game planning, the way they played, especially on the defensive side, would be a key for the Hillers to have more success in this tournament.
Well, finding out, number one, who your opponent is, and secondly, then begin to prepare to stop key players. What do we have to do? How do we have to defend? And what do we have to do on the offensive end to stay in a game? Each opponent's going to be good. You know that.
Quickly, right? So, being an ex-coach.
Yes.
You get a rematch. We just talked about it. Fox Chapel gets the upset. It's a rematch.
Yeah.
Do you hold anything back or put anything new because it's a familiar
opponent. Well, you know, at this point in the year, you don't put a lot of things new. You might have a little bit of a tinkering on the defensive end. Maybe you throw something different out there. Maybe you put a new set in. You know, I love the flare screen set they ran for Suddy Williamson when she was able to knock down that key three, and I think that was a key play of the game. But you don't want to change too much. I think the most important thing is you have fresh legs. So they will play again on Wednesday. So they need a day to rest. They had traveled up here. You bring them back. You watch film. You get your game plan formulated over the next 24 to 48 hours. And the coaches will be hard at it, working and prepping. And then you put it all together. And it's really not about working them hard. It's about deciding how do we want to attack our next opponent and what do we have to do to stay in the game.
Another break on NFHS, the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Hi, this is Mac Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. For over 70 years, we've been here for you, your family, and your business. At a time in which premiums continue to rise and policy coverage is more confusing and limited than ever before, we're proud to be your trusted guides. No gimmicks or surprises, just real protection at the best possible price. Personal, business, or bonds, will keep it simple and straightforward, just as we've always done. Chambers Insurance, helping you navigate today's insurance world. Learn more at chambersinsurance.com.
It is time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
So our player of the game, our Washington County College Center player of the game, is Vit Emmerich, who had 5 threes, 2 of those in the first quarter, 3 of those in the third quarter, in a game high 17 points. Plus, in on the defensive side, as is everyone for Trinity Tom, but she was also one of the primary ball handlers with Kamari Barons.
Yeah, and handling the ball without making mistakes is critical in a game that's low possession, low scoring. But she was phenomenal, and when she starts to get on a run, she can knock shots down. There was a point in the season, I remember talking to Coach Paletti, where her confidence wasn't very good, and they just said, hey, when you're open, let it fly, and look at the results. I mean, fabulous.
So Trinity wins. They improved to 19-8. Hollidaysburg is done at 18-7. It's good, fun two nights. Friday, Saturday, doubleheader alongside of you, Tom.
It's been a great, great time.
For Tom Drakely, for Randy Gore, for Jared Barton, and Anil, Bob Workwist. I want to thank our sponsors today. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Bated Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than half a century of service. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreene.org. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care in the comfort of home. SunnyDaysInHomeCare.com. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Chambers Insurance Agency, protecting generations since 1953. By Schweinebraten Bus Lines, the shiniest buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. Bob Workwist, your final score from Hollidaysburg, Trinity 39 and Hollidaysburg 29. Thanks for watching on NFHS, also on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone.